Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 5th of September. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low 1006, expected 300 miles west of Fitzroy 997 by 1800 Friday. New high expected southeast Germany 1025 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south veering west or southwest for a time 2 to 4. Thundery showers at first, good occasionally poor at first. North Tsera, south Tsera, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Veering westerly 2 to 4. Thundery showers at first, good occasionally poor at first. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4 at first in forties, otherwise west backing southwest later 3 to 5. Showers, thundery at first in forties. Good occasionally poor at first in forties. Fisher, German Bight. South 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, showers. Good. Humber, west 3 to 5, backing south 2 to 4 later, showers at first. Good. Thames, Dover, white. West 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, then south or southeast 3 or 4 later, showers at first. Good. Portland, Plymouth. West 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 3 to 5 later, showers at first, good. Biscay, northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 later in south, showers at first, good. Trafalgar, northerly becoming cyclonic in far southeast, and backing southwesterly later, in far northwest, 4 to 6, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4 becoming easterly, or northeasterly, 3 to 5, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, westerly 2 to 4 backing southerly, 4 to 6, rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, westerly backing southwesterly, then backing southerly later, 3 to 5, showers, good. Shannon, west or southwest backing south later, 3 to 5, rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west 3 to 5 backing south or southwest, 5 to 7, rain or showers, good occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 3 to 5 backing south 5 to 7 later, showers, rain later in Faroes, good occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, showers, rain later, moderate or good occasionally poor later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, west by south 3, 19 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 2, slight rain, 27 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by west 3, 12 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Wick automatic, northwest by north 2, recent rain, 16 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 2, 11 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 3, more than 38 miles, 1006, rising. Boomer, west-southwest 3, recent rain, 35 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 2, 1009, rising. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, west by south 6, 11 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 5 miles, 1014. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north, 4, 1014, rising. Jersey, west by north, 4, 15 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west, 4, 5 miles, 1016. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 8 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 2, recent rain, 24 miles, 1014, rising. Aberporth, west 4, 32 miles, 1013, rising. Valley, west 3, 35 miles, 1011, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west 5 miles, 1010, rising. Valencia, south by west 2, slight showers, 6 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 1, 19 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Malinhead, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, west by south 4. Recent precipitation, 19 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 4th of September. General situation, the United Kingdom currently lies in a westerly airflow with any remaining showers becoming lighter and more confined to northwestern coasts during Friday. As pressure gradually rises to the southeast through the day, light to moderate winds will back southerly or southwesterly, but with isolated strong gusts in the northwest. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later in northwest. Showers, becoming fair in east. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west backing south, west 3 to 5, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 4 or 5, backing southwest, but becoming variable at times 2 to 4, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later, fair, good. North Foreland to South Sibyl, westerly, backing southerly or southwesterly later 2 to 4, showers, good. South Sibyl to Lyme Regis, west, backing southwest 3 or 4. Backing south 2 or 3 later. Showers at first. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West backing southwest, then backing southeast later 2 to 4. Increasing 5 at times later, west of Land's End. Showers at first. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest 3 or 4, then backing south 4 or 5 later, becoming variable 3 or less later in the Bristol Channel. Showers in west. Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northwest backing southwest, then backing south later 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest backing west, then backing south later 3 to 5, fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, west 4 or 5 backing southwest, then south later, mainly fair, Good. Lock Fall to Carlingford Lock. Southwest backing south later 3 to 5. Showers at first in north. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly backing southwesterly, then backing southerly later 3 to 5. Showers at first. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest backing south later 3 to 5. Showers. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers. Good. Shetland Isles. South, veering southwest for a time 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers at first. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us for tonight here at BBC Radio 4. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Lahore and Toronto. Coming up on the programme, the White House choice for the Federal Reserve is up for confirmation by the Senate. So who is Stephen Miron, and will he be confirmed to the Fed board by the time it comes to fixing interest rates? And is the US Justice Department launching a criminal investigation into another Fed governor, bringing Donald Trump closer to controlling the US central bank? Plus, is it right for a bank to rank its employees and then fire the lowest 5%? The campaign to stop pirate TV sports streamers? And are you an early morning lark? Meet the 4 a.m. gang who relish being early risers. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Israeli military says it holds 40% of Gaza City, the largest in the Palestinian territory. A spokesman said the military offensive there would intensify in the coming days until Hamas was defeated. More from our global affairs reporter, Mimi Swaby.
Israel has increased its bombardments of Gaza City despite mounting international pressure to stop its campaign. The Hamas-controlled health ministry says Israeli fire across the enclave killed at least 53 people on Thursday, most of them in Gaza City. One strike reportedly hit a tent sheltering a displaced family, killing 5 people, including 3 children. Footage showed a pair of blood-stained pink slippers among the debris. One resident told the BBC that despite receiving multiple evacuation orders, they can't leave, as moving is too dangerous and there is nowhere safe to go.
Tributes have been paid to the legendary fashion designer Giorgio Armani, who's died at the age of 91. The Italian president praised his tireless creativity and called him a master of style and fashion. Giorgio Armani founded his eponymous label in 1975. It grew into one of the most notable high-end international fashion houses with about 2,000 stores around the world. The Hollywood actress Jessica Chastain, who wore Armani dresses at many award ceremonies, said his death was a huge loss to fashion.
What an incredible visionary and great artist, and his life work, it's what he built, this empire of fashion and clothing and home. Armani as the man was such a towering figure. There's a gaping hole in the fashion industry today.
The US Health Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has defended his controversial policies during a sometimes ill-tempered hearing before a bipartisan congressional committee. He stood by his firing of top government vaccine experts and attacked the Centers for Disease Control